The Ministry of Food and Agriculture, in collaboration with the Australian government, has developed a website for farmer-based organizations in the country. The sector minister, Fifi Kwete, says the website will bring together relevant stakeholders, enhance productivity, and increase incomes of farmers and actors along the agricultural value chain as they share information and ideas. Speaking at the launch of the website in Accra, Mr. Akwete entreated the private sector to take advantage of the initiative and offer additional support in the collection of data to improve the agricultural sector. Priscilla Apia and Orilla Akande filed this report.
The Farmer-Based Organization Project FBOs was launched in 2012 with a grant of $1.4 million from the Australian government. It is aimed at providing opportunities for farmers with better bargaining power and a stronger voice in policy development. However, many FBOs are faced with myriads of challenges, especially information dissemination. It is in this regard that the Ministry of Food and Agriculture and the Australian government have designed a website to curb the problem. The Minister of Food and Agriculture, Fifi Kwete, said a data captured software have been installed in all the 10 regional agricultural offices and metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies across the country. He spoke about the benefits of the website.
This will serve as a conduit for FBO advocacy. They make extension services available to groups of farmers in a cost-effective manner, foster a rapid application and adoption of appropriate technology, strengthen the capacities of FBOs to play an enhanced role in priority setting and decision-making in agriculture and community development, facilitate the access to inputs, credit, entrepreneurship and basic management skills and markets, and finally to sensitize our farmers on occupational health issues that affect food security in their localities, such as climate change and its effects.
The head of the Development Corporation for the Australian High Commission to Ghana, Ziba Mortifis, said the website will deliver sustainable value in the long term and that a national steering committee have been formed to strengthen the FBOs.
The Australian government is very interested in agriculture. As part of the strengthening of the FBO Secretariat, a national steering committee was formed and has met regularly to provide guidance, support and direction for the Secretariat. The committee is made up of government, farmers, apex bodies and the private sector, and we hope this committee will continue to provide its support beyond the life of this project. This project has trained 939 agricultural extension officers and agents from regional to district levels in all 10 regions of Ghana in farm management and agribusiness, value chain analysis, post-harvest technologies and contemporary extension methods.
The website can be accessed through www.fboghana.com.